Hi, I'm Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. And I want to welcome you
to the Science of Yes, with your hostess,
today,
Pam
we're gonna
Heath,
have a really
the Yes
incredible
Coach.
Conversation with us today.
Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love.
Having a conversation about sales is not a conversation you
Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformation programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes.
It's about how you're promoting yourself and how you're promoting your services or your products. And we
callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Then, welcome to the Science of Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company?
Thanks for having me here today. You know, business owners and entrepreneurs hire me to ignite winning sales because many are chasing down leads. They lack client retention, conversion, and profits. And I truly focus on approaching your sales the way you should approach everything in life with worthy intent that you genuinely desire to help and serve others and to create impact. And you do that by asking and embracing yes.
That's true. And the thing that I find the most interesting about what you're talking about is how women who oftentimes take on their careers just for an opportunity to make money, they don't often think about what it's like to actually market themselves, to actually put themselves out there and say, hey, you want to buy what I'm selling. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. So it comes from two different sides. So one, if you're at work, you're working in a career and you're not thinking I'm in sales. Well, you are, because you have to sell yourself for the promotion. You're selling yourself to get the lead on a project. You're selling yourself to your team members. And so you are selling, you're negotiating. You're negotiating with team members for what's going to be completed when, or negotiating with your boss, whether it's for a promotion or for when a project is going to be completed or how it's going to be done. You could be negotiating with the board to take on a new initiative. So there are many different things that you're doing. You're working with all kinds of different people. So you're having to adjust and flex your style. But you are, in essence, in sales. You're in sales in your home life about negotiating what you're going to watch on Netflix, you know, which I did just last night with my daughter. You're negotiating what you're going to have for the, you know, the meals after the big, you know, we've just gone through the holidays. So of course I'm thinking about that, but all these different things. Yesterday we were also negotiating where we were going to go for a walk. So there's so many ways, and it's not just negotiating, but in life you work with all kinds of different people, right? And you have to learn how to flex your style. And the same thing about, you know, how you are presenting yourself and really being out there and open. And so, of course, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, sales is the lifeblood of your business. And unless you're just really wealthy and you don't care how much money you spend, you better have sales and they to feed your business, to feed you and your family, to keep your business healthy and growing. So sales is really, all the skills around sales are so important. They're life skills that you can adapt to any situation. But most of all, they're fulfilling for you because they empower you, especially women, to stand in their own power and ask for what they want and need. And that is what's the most important thing I feel about why every woman should have sales training, because it's going to create so much more power in how she faces and approaches and shares, you know, her brilliance with the world.
So, you know, let's say that someone is, you know, opening their first business. They're looking at the possibility, I'm going to start doing this thing. What I do is I knit really well, or I crochet really well, and I want to start knitting and crocheting, you know, items for babies and children and sell them on eBay or, you know, Shopify. So how would I go about in your modality of training? How would I go about selling those products? Because the thing about it is, I could be the best kept secret on the planet if I'm sitting here in my house knitting booties and nobody knows I'm doing it. What's the first step?
Well, you know, there's a core foundation of sales strategy. And the first one is understanding your client thinking. You know, so why do they, you know, in this case, a product, it's a product. Why do they want, need, or lack this product? Why does it matter to them? So they can what? You know, if it's baby booties, so they can keep their newborn baby's feet warm. You know, I mean, that's a core thing, but there's also other aspects of it. You have to dive deeper into it. It's an expression of their love and their caring. It could also be an expression of how their you know, the baby is presented out in the world, you know, that their own dare I say it, you know, their own vanity that they're buying these exclusive special baby booties. I mean, there's a lot of different things that go into it, right? But you're going to tap into that ideal client. Who is your ideal client? Really understand who they are. What's unique about your booties? You know, are you using only organic, eco-friendly, sustainably grown cotton, and that has no all dyes that are organic and natural. If they want blue, they've actually used like crushed blueberries to create the blue, right? I mean, whatever it happens to be, and that you use a certain technique, and that you have this, what's that story behind your product or service, and why it's going to appeal to who you're selling to, and then you match those up. You need to match up that the emotions and the motivations with your product and who you are and what's your unique special essence that you're bringing with your product or service, why it's unique and different, and how that appeals to your ideal audience. And then what's that journey that they're going to go on with the purchase of that product? So in this case, I would definitely recommend some kind of experience of all the way through of once they've placed the order, when they receive the order, and then after the order, to build the brand loyalty and the wow experience, so that they're going to become raving fans, and not only buy additional products from you, but tell people about you. And then you're going to ask for reviews. You may ask for testimonials about the product and how well it fit and wore and it felt, right? I mean, get tap into five all the senses. You know, it looked a certain way, it smelled really fresh and clean and pure, and then it felt so soft and luxurious. And you know, that all these different things that you can tap into. You may not be able to tap into all five senses because you're not going to taste it, right? Oh, you're not going to hear the baby booty, but maybe you the hearing the comforting sigh of the baby when they have their baby booty on. I you know, you can go there, right? So you're really tapping into all of those aspects to build the your story and the experience, and that's the sales strategy. And then how are you then going to leverage that and build upon that? And then that starts forming into the other things, activities that you need to do. But if you don't have that core foundation of who your ideal client avatar is, you know, what's their why? I mean, why do they want to buy these baby booties? What's your special essence that you're bringing to that table? What's the experience going to look like? And how are you building the relationship with your customers? I mean, this is, it's really about building a long-term relationship. People are going to become repeat buyers in the case of this baby booty. They're going to have friends who are also having children, that they're going to be able to share it with. As they get older, that it could become a gift that they give at other showers, right? Or to other newborns. At some point in their life, they're going to transition over to being grandparents, and they're going to be buying these baby booties. I mean, you're looking at a lifetime client, potential client. And if they're not ex directly purchasing, they could be pr providing those referrals of your product or service or reviews. And then over time, how does that relationship, you know, really grow and blossom so that you can really tap into all the really incredible energy there and the experience that they've had, so that you can play it forward.
Wow, that's a lot of information for someone to take on when all they want to do is crochet some booties.
Well, if you want to sell your booties
A
to
booty
anyone other
call.
than family and friends or at a craft fair, but even there, you need to have, if you have a story about why they need to come and check out your booth, and they have a story, and you know who your ideal client is, that they care about, organic, all natural dyes, and how it's been processed, and that it's been on sustainable property with sustainable labor, fair trade, all these different things that you can, lean into, and tell the story of, that's behind, that makes people, when they're buying the product, they tap into that emotion, and they feel even better about the statement they're making and purchasing your baby booties for their child.
So someone like an average, stay-at-home mom who's starting out in business for the first time, do you think they should hire you?
My recommendation would be to watch my TV show Get More Clients first, because that's a DIY and there's no charge to that.
And
It's an
normally.
investment to work with me. And but the people I work with, they've had tremendous results, and I love doing that. But if you're, I'm sort of thinking this, a stay-at-home mom, that sort of, I guess my mind went to a scenario where, money's a little tight, and her not only her budget stretched, but also her own time and energy is stretched. So that I'm not really that type of person of debt, because it's I'm a higher cost investment.
Yeah, I have a
Uh-huh.
TV show. It's called Get More Clients,
and you can watch it on our website, Petite to Queen. You can watch it on YouTube. It also is done as a podcast, but I teach and train every week on sales strategy. And
Okay.
so for a DIY, without my personal attention helping you formulate and create your sales strategy, because I'm very hands-on, I'm a do it with you and do it for you is how I work with my clients. But for that DIY, when you're on a tight budget, it's a great place to start so that you can then build your business. And I also want to be really clear, I really focus on B2B. So in this scenario with the baby booties, that's a direct-to-consumer product or service. You can get a lot out of watching my TV show, but I'm going to be really straight. I'm not the best person to hire for a D2C product. And I would tell you that up front, because that's not my area of expertise.
I'm going
My
to
whole
slow you
corporate
down a little
career.
bit, okay?
Yeah.
So you're using acronyms.
Yes,
And you're
direct to
assuming
consumer.
that we all understand those acronyms. So my request is that you explain what a DIY is. And as you talk, remember that the audience may not know those acronyms. And the thing you said about B2B, expound on that a little bit because they may not understand what that means.
Yeah, so DIY is do it yourself. The other, that's what you can get out of my TV show. There's also then there's do it for you. That's just a little bit different. And then do it with you. That's a where you're doing it side by side with someone. And you want to really be aware that if you are hiring someone, that they're not just going to throw you into like an online teaching scenario or group coaching situation, because you're not getting any personalized attention, and it's just a cookie cutter. It's not going to be about you and your business and your unique elixir that you bring as the founder of your business, whatever it is. And the D2C is direct to consumer. So that's if you're making baby booties that you're going to sell direct to the consumer. B2B is where you are selling normally to from one business selling to another business. So as you can imagine, like Kellogg's, our General Mills, they sell cereal and all kinds of products. Well, they sell those to grocery stores, right? And so that's sort of a B2B, but you're that's a whole, entity of industry around that product or service. So B2B can also be entrepreneurs and coaches who are selling to other business people to Like I do sell to other business people who are running their own business. They're doing coaching, they could be doing accounting, they could be helping people with their operations. But they are selling, I'm selling to them. You think of them as an individual, but it's still B2B. So there's a little bit of gray area there with the B2B. But direct to consumer is really pretty straightforward. You either have like an Etsy shop, you're selling online through your website, you go to craft shows if you're doing the baby booties. I mean, you would probably be doing all of those things, right? You'd probably have a website, you'd have Etsy, you'd be going to different shows to show your product. You may even be going to some of the local shops that might stock baby things and have a way that you could sell them into a retail store so that then they would resell them for you. So there's a lot of different scenarios that you could go down there. You could be doing pop-ups, right? There's all kinds of pop-ups that happen. Those are sort of like considered like craft fairs, but you could do a pop-up in the mall during the holiday season for the baby booties, which is a different model again for direct to consumer.
Okay, so the name of your company is Petite to Queen. Can you tell us what that means?
Well, Petite to Queen was I was really focused on how do I represent that we want to help, all women, all people, regardless of any kind of label that you want to put on someone. And it just sort of came to me. We're sort of growing around how do we embrace diversity? How do we represent ourselves? Because the only thing that matters to me is that you're a good person, right? I mean, and that you truly care about your product or service and helping and creating impact with the people that you are serving. And so it was just one of those things that I literally looked across the table. My team members were literally a size 2 to a size 6, and I'm not. And I went, and some of them are short too, some are tall, but I just sort of went petite to queen because that's another way to represent that you embrace, size doesn't matter, age doesn't matter, your religion, your color of skin doesn't matter. If you've got tattoos, it doesn't matter. It's about who you are as an individual.
So like a small or tiny energy to a larger one, to a
Yeah.
royal energy where you're in charge, you're in control, you're the boss.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Also, how you go through that transformative journey.
Wow, that's exciting. I like that. So I also am interested in the whole concept because I know for some people, sales and marketing land like capitalism. It's like they are all natural and they just want to organically just like be word of mouth and person to person, heart to heart. And they don't want to have to spend, cash money on marketing, especially in their mind, they're thinking about commercials and they don't want to do that. And what's your take on that, feeling?
Well, I mean, there's definitely things that you can not do. You don't have to put ads on Facebook or things like that. But sales and marketing, of course, are kissing cousins. I mean, they go hand in hand. They do need to work effectively together. But it is how you present yourself and your brand. And marketing, in that sense, is very important. Who are you? How do you want to represent who you are? And it's totally okay that you don't want to market yourself as some kind of slick, kudos to you, in fact. Being genuine is one of the most effective things that you can do. I mean, people have BS meters that are so highly tuned these days. And really being who you are and presenting that is one of the most effective things that you can do in marketing. But first, who is that? And how do I convey that? How do I communicate that? How do I attract the people that that's going to matter to? So that you can create those. And if you create a product or service that can generally help and serve others and create impact, baby booties help and serve those babies and keeping their feet warm.
then you have an obligation to do just that, to help and serve as many people as you can.
True. And in supply and demand, so you're making baby booties or whatever you're making, and you're crafting it and then selling it. And there comes a moment in time when you need to sell more. And you know, the first step into the world of marketing is sales. You know, you want to be able to reach out and let people know, hey, I'm over here and I've got these really great booties over here, and you need to come over here and buy some. And if you don't, you'll be sorry. No, just kidding. The thing about it is the step from authentically just doing what you love to do and then taking that into a sales conversation, a campaign, an attitude, really. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is you really want to focus once again on your potential client or customers. You know, what's their why? And you start by asking questions. So if it was the baby booties, it would be, you know, why would someone want to purchase this? How does this augment the care? What's their concerns? Is there a problem they're trying to solve with baby booties? Of course, they're keeping the feet warm, but there are concerns as well, making sure that it's not going to scratch. Baby skin is very delicate, it's that it's going to be, you want your baby to be comfortable, right? So you're going to, what are some of the things that could, keep you up at night? Maybe you're worried that somehow the baby booty would, bother them in the night, so they're going to be crying more. So you'd sort of start to go through all of these things, but you have to start with asking questions, because at the end of the day, it's not about you, it's about them and about their needs and their wants, their desires, and what they're trying to achieve. And so if you're selling these special baby booties, you really are focused on somebody who wants to create a really special experience for that baby of theirs, that's newborn, that they had, there's something there that you can tap into, the emotions and motivations that matter to them, so that you can communicate to them why your baby booties are going to fulfill that need.
I'm somebody who, inside of the energy of yes, and I coach. What I do is I coach people. I believe in entrepreneurship. I think everybody should be their own boss, and that gets kind of complicated because then who's going to sell you your coffee and donuts at Dunkin' Donuts if they're everybody's their own boss? So I realized that being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, isn't for everyone. However, inside of your commitment to empower women, especially, you do have male clients, but to really empower women to take on their job and have it flip it and have it be ownership, you have to be able to take on sales. And I'm 100% in agreement with that. I think that what I find in coaching is that people have a relationship to sales that's negative. It's like you walk into a store and a salesman comes up to you and says, hey, can I help you? Can I show you something? And your knee-jerk reaction is, no, get away from me. I'm just looking. Whereas this
Yeah.
person who works here is the best possible person to help you look for what you want because they know where everything is. But
Yeah.
it's in my humble experience, I believe that people have a negative connotation around sales. What's your take on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone has the classic sleazy used car salesperson, fixed in their mind. And many people have had really negative experiences of either high-pressured sales, being sold something that they were promised something, and they discover it was something totally different, and they've already given them their money. They can't get it back. I mean, there's unfortunately, sales is literally the both the bottom of the sleaze factor, but at the other end, it's the top of the chain of being of truly providing trusted partners solutions. And results. So that's the thing. We run from the good and the to the bad and the downright ugly. So I totally get that. But that's a choice you make. You can choose to have worthy intent and to pursue your business and your goals with your business with worthy intent that you genuinely desire to help and serve others and create impact. All right. And you're going to be in business to make a profit, to help your employees, to help your own family. Absolutely. But you're not going to cross that line over to the dark side. I mean, you can think of it as the force, you know?
Yes.
And so that's the thing. And when people have worked with good salespeople, they know who those people are and how they've helped them at solve a problem and talk them through something, figure something out for them, have watched their back. And, you know, that's really hard to put a price tag on how valuable that service was. And that goes on even with just general life, how this isn't a sales thing, but my sister-in-law came up and spent a whole day to help me pack, you know, and she had to travel, you know, several hours and then take a ferry. And then she worked all day and then she had to take a ferry and travel several hours to go home in a day. That was like so incredible, right? But she helped me solve a problem, right? And that's a very personal thing, but that's just not something that I'm ever going to forget. It was so important. It really meant a big deal to me. So I want people to rethink about sales and what it really means. And if you think it's just all about the transaction, then don't bother listening or watching any of my stuff. Okay. Because it's never going to work for you. But if you want to truly help and serve others, and you look at, you just need to know some skills on how to better be able to do that, tune in.
Awesome. So in wrapping up, you know, I'll leave some links in the down below where you can see, you can click to watch Petite Taquin's TV show and get some tips and hints around sales. For those of you who are direct to consumer, you can still get value out of watching this information and taking in what it is to actually be in a conversation for sales. But if you're a B2B, business to business customer, then it might be useful for you to have a conversation with Lynn and find out, are you looking for your unique brand, your flavor of sales? Are you creating for yourself and designing a way that you can go about it that's unique to you, that's true and authentic to who you are and what you're up to? And if you're unclear about that, then Lynn Whitbeck is somebody who can totally help you get clear. Is there anything else that you want to say as we wrap up today's show?
No, I just want to thank you, Pam, for having me. It's been such a pleasure. And I really applaud all of your efforts on really helping women embrace their power to choose and say yes.
Absolutely. And so in conclusion, ladies, know this, no matter what you're up to, no matter where you're going or how you're going to get there, remember this, say yes to life and life will say yes to you. Take care and be well. Thank you so much. Good night.